And on the line now, I have Mary Gamble, who is Director of Fundraising with Bernardo's. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the need for volunteers for the fundraising day that's coming up. But just explain to the people why these funds are so important. Tell us a little bit about the work of Bernardo's.
Well, Bernardo's is it's Ireland's leading children charity, and we actually work in probably the most disadvantaged communities across the country with the most vulnerable children and families within those communities. We worked with over 15,000 children and families last year, and our work really does, not only do we work with the child, but we also work with the family, and we have 14 different types of services as well. So we do a huge range of intensive work with children who particularly need an extra bit of support, but we also work with families that are experiencing poverty, families that are experiencing homelessness, that can find themselves in any situation at all. So our National Collection Day, which is on Friday the 14th of September, really is the one day of the year where we actually can go out and try and raise as much money as possible for the services that we provide that really are quite pressurised throughout the year.
Yes, and is it a bucket collection?
It is, yeah. It's just a bucket collection. We're looking for volunteers to maybe give 1 or 2 hours on Friday the 14th of September to really stand out and also wear our green Bernardo's T-shirts, shake the bucket. We're very lucky this year that we've been sponsored once again by Dell. So all of the cost of the buckets and the T-shirts, that's already been paid for. So everything that we raise on the day, on Friday the 14th of September, will go directly to the services that we provide for children and families. But it also really is a day for us to talk to everybody about the work that we do and to try and raise awareness of the work of Bernardo's in these disadvantaged communities up and down the country.
Right, and this is all happening on September 4th, so there's plenty of time to
absolutely
to volunteer. And how can somebody go about volunteering, Mary?
So if somebody does want to volunteer and help us raise as much money as we can for vulnerable children on the 14th of September, they can get in touch with us two ways. They can go onto our website, which is bernardos.ie. They'll find all of the lists of places that we have backpacks organised or places that we have collection points. Or they can actually call us just directly in here to the office on 01 708 0418. That's 01 708 0418.
And we'll just mention again, it's actually children and families that everything you put into these buckets, everything that
absolutely
people collect, it's going directly to help children,
yeah,
and families. And I talk to relations, and there's a lot of children, as you mentioned earlier, who are homeless or living in emergency accommodation. And it's a terrible situation to be in because it's affecting their mental health, their physical health, and it's also education-wise trying
yeah
to...
It is, and we're actually seeing it in Bernardo's. We really do see, I suppose, the impact of what it's like to live in a hotel room with your whole family. We have families that come into us who maybe don't have access to washing machines, so we will have to let them use our washing machines because if you're living in a hotel, you only get access to a washing machine for 1 hour a week. And if you can imagine, you know, a family of four or five living in one hotel room, you know, how difficult that must be for families to actually keep their clothes clean and dry. You know, so it's the real practical things that we have to help with, you know, making sure that the children have hot, nutritious, well-cooked meals. You know, children living in hotel rooms don't have a kitchen. They don't have access to a kitchen. So more often than not, they'll be eating cheap rubbish, you know, which is
yes,
no good
yeah
for any child that wants to learn. So we give them hot meals. We also let the families come in and use our kitchens as well. Our services have had to adapt over the years, you know, because of this, because of the impact of homelessness on children and families. So we're working in the best way we possibly can to really support the families, the emotional knock-on effect what that has on for children as well, but also give them the practical support that they need to try and work their way out of homelessness as well. And that's everything, all of that wrapped up is what Bernardo's does.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, but it's also a disgrace that this is happening in this day and age, especially to children. And there's thousands of children who are classified as homeless.
Absolutely, over 3,000 at the last count.
It's disgraceful. There was a recently now there was a hub around the corner here from us here near the FM opened for families. They took them out of hotel rooms and put them into these hubs, and a lot of people criticised it.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean it is better than living in a hotel room, but it isn't a forever home either. And it is, yes, of course, it's a step up because they have access to a kitchen now. They have access to everything that involves, like an oven and a washing machine. So, you know, they're not in that situation where they were literally living in a very small room. And I think that the outcry around that as well is, even though it is better, it's not a solution. And we must be very careful that we don't think, okay, well, that's that box ticked now, and we can move on to the next thing because we've solved that problem. It isn't a solution. You know, a child living in a family hub for their entire childhood isn't something that we want Ireland to be known for. It is something, it's a stepping stone, really, to try and get them into a better place and to get them into their forever home. You know, it's something that we want for every child and family. So, as well as they are much better, much, much better, they're still not the solution that we really need for these children.
Yeah, and I talk to a lot of organisations, and this always crops up, this homelessness and, you know, families and children. And is there any light at the end of the tunnel, Mary?
It's interesting because I think it's a very difficult situation that the government finds themselves in, because the light at the end of the tunnel is social housing.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to figure this out. That's the only way we're ever going to be able to find a solution. But that's a long-term strategy, you know, to put plans in place, to find land, to get builders, to find the money to build these homes. You know, that's going to take more than any one term of a government. That's going to take beyond 4 years. So what we really do need is leadership from the top to say, okay, this might not be the thing that I'm known for, the thing that I can fix right now or today or in the next month, but it is definitely something that we need to start doing. We need to start building more social housing. We need to make sure that this never happens again, that we have enough homes, and we're not talking luxury homes here by any stretch of the imagination, but we have enough homes for children to grow up in. And I don't think that's too much of an ask to make.
No, it's definitely not. I will go back. You need the volunteers to help with all these services.
We do, yeah. I mean, Barnardo's, yes, we do work with families on all the different range of topics that I said before, but we also are there to provide those special childhood moments for children. Something as small as having a birthday cake on your birthday for a five-year-old. That's the things that Barnardo's does as well. People forget that in the whole confusion of living in hotel rooms, and there's a child in the middle of this, a child that still has a birthday every year, and that needs to be marked because it is such a special occasion. Barnardo's does those really magical moments as well as all the other stuff that we do. But we do need help to make those little magical moments happen. We need to raise €8 million every single year to keep our services open, to keep the lights on, and to keep going for these kids. And the collection day is really important to us. It's another way of making sure that we can get to the target that we need to get to. So Friday the 14th of September, we're looking for your listeners to maybe give us 1 or 2 hours on that day to stand out with Barnardo's, wear your T-shirt, shake that bucket, do a backpack for us. We have loads of different venues booked all over the country, especially in Dublin. So we really do need people to, if they can help us, to really give us a handout on Friday the 14th of September.
And Irish people, they're very generous.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you'll be standing there, and it's really great wearing a T-shirt with Barnardo's on it, because so many people know the organisation. They trust us. They know that we've got a good reputation. They know about the work that we do. So it is actually a really nice day, because a lot of people will talk to you, and you can, you know, it's a lovely thing to do. But, yeah, we really do need a bit of a handout on that day. So anybody that could give us a couple of hours, you can find out more information on barnardos.ie of all the different places we have in Dublin, and we'd love to hear from you.
Right, and that's, we repeat again, 01708 0418, or email buckets@barnardos.ie, or just visit barnardos.ie and there'll be information there. Listen, Mary, thank you very much for taking the call, and I hope that the day goes well. And we'll also mention it's a bit of a crack on the day, as you said.
It is, it is good fun, absolutely. And listen, thanks very much, John, for giving us the time to talk.
No problem. Thank you very much, Mary. Thank you.
Thanks.